Hi.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. If I don't sound like myself, it's because I'm ready to vomit, poop, and pass out all at the same time.
That would be a bad combo. Don't do that. Like all at once? That's not good.
You know, one of the things that we tell ourselves, or society tells us, is that when we get older, we get smarter. I'm telling you that is not the case with me. All right? I acted like a 12-year-old today. A 12-year-old whose parents said, all the candy you want. And you just eat and eat and eat until you puke. I am 42 years old. And sometimes I act like I've never seen food and I'm never going to have it again. All right? I walked in here. I had lunch before I came in today. I ate a big lunch. I had lunch. I walked in. 10 pizzas have been delivered here. Now, do I, like a normal person, say, oh, I already had lunch. But you know what? I'll have one piece of pizza because it was delivered here and I don't want to be rude and then call it a day. Did I do that?
No.
No. I walked in after having a big lunch and had 9 pieces of pizza. 9! Every time I got up from my chair to get something from the copy machine or take a piss, I would just grab another piece of pizza like I was taking a sip of water. And now I feel like I'm going to die. I am sweating right now. I am sweating.
I hope when you went to use the bathroom, you did that first, washed your hands
you
thoroughly,
and
then got your pizza, as opposed to eating a pizza in there while you were like one-handing doing everything else. I don't know what's going on.
But it's only when you feel this way that you really start to evaluate your life. And I'm telling you right now, even though I feel terrible right now, nothing will change. Because I'm stupid. Nothing will change.
Oh, I know. I've had my stupid moments where I've eaten more than I need to, right? Because everybody's done that. And it is something that is not fun. But in the moment, to do it right before you go on and do a 3-hour radio show.
No,
that's
dumb. If my mother-in-law ate 9 pieces of pizza at one time,
yeah,
she would die. She would drop dead and
die. Why do you say that?
Because she's a very tiny eater. Very small. Food intimidates her.
Okay.
You know, we joke about it because she's the type of person who says, your father-in-law and I went to a taco food truck. I had a taco, and it was so big, I split it with the neighbor lady. We're talking about like a food truck taco. Max is 2 bites.
Right.
Max.
Yeah. I mean, you can probably shove the whole thing in your mouth in one bite if you're...
It was so big. I shared it with another neighbor lady who weighs 4 pounds, and we both throw up in each other's mouths.
That's her. If she had 9 pieces of pizza, she'd die.
Yeah.
I know, but I should, there should be a happy medium.
There is.
Between 1 taco and 9 pieces of pizza after you have lunch.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people who are all trying to figure it out around here, right? Because, you know, Matt Hayes, who is in really good shape.
I hate him.
Matty Ice is not trying to put on any extra LBs, and he goes to the gym, he works out, he does what he needs to do, but he is the king of broccoli around here.
Yeah, having it today.
There's always in our fridge, every day I think he replenishes it, brings it back in, a giant glassware dish with the Tupperware lid, where he will then have a bunch of broccoli in there, and every break he comes out, takes 2 or 3 pieces out, microwaves them, eats them, goes back in, does another segment, comes back out, eats more broccoli, does a radio show, does this for 3 hours. By the end, all the broccoli's gone. I don't know what else he eats, but I think that's all he eats throughout the week. Then on the weekends, he eats like a normal human.
Well, I've never seen him eat like a normal human. We had all this pizza today. He would walk past it and smell it.
Yeah, he opened the box and smelled.
Smelled
and
then, it, yeah. Popped one, and then ate some more broccoli.
Did he? He ate a piece, though. He did eventually.
I thought he
gave in and ate one piece.
I did not see it.
Okay. I thought I had heard him saying he was going to try one, because you mentioned something to him about the buffalo pizza, and the buffalo pizza was delicious. Mm. That was the one to go with. Of all those pizzas, which were good, that buffalo pizza was real nice. Mm.
I'm not grunting because I want more pizza. I'm grunting because just the thought of eating more pizza makes me want to die.
Well, you've said before, you don't have full or satisfied.
I have vomit. I have throw up.
Eat until vomiting.
I have ravenously hungry and then vomit sick. No full. Wow. But I thought as I got older, I would change, that I would learn some lessons, that I would acquire moderation through experience.
Well, I think, I don't mean to get too life coaching on you here, but I think that's on you.
Of course it's on me.
No, I mean, like,
who else am I blaming
here? You're not blaming. I'm saying, like, you're acting in a passive voice here of like, I thought it would just happen. It's like, well, no, you gotta make it happen.
No, well, yes, I thought it would happen because I would feel like this enough times. I'd be like, well, I'm never going to do that again until you wait an hour from now. There's more pizza out there. I'm probably going to go out there and have another piece.
We haven't even gotten
because I'm stupid.
We haven't even gotten to the main part of this whole story, which is Sticker Brad.
Oh, it's
today.
Stupid. Brad.
We had a big, like, company-wide Zoom call. We're all on it. We're all talking about, like, this is going on and that's happening. What's happening with this?
What's in the bag?
Yeah. And we heard about every single thing happening at the radio station, and very good. I appreciate management being, you know, transparent, letting us hear what's going on. Very nice of them. And then the end of that happens. Sticker Brad is on this call. A few minutes later, I see Marco, who runs, you know, this side of the business, of the building, the radio station side. He comes in with a comical amount of pizza.
10 pizzas.
10, like,
plus a huge thing of fried chicken and potato wedges.
Right. And so he comes in and he's like, I got all this pizza. Apparently it was delivered. And we said, well, what happened? And he said he got a message from Sticker Brad that said, there's a pizza drop today.
And thanks for giving us 5 minutes notice.
Brad was working remote today, so he was not here to help us with the pizza. In fact, I think because of this thing happening and there being a Zoom call, I think almost the entire office was like, oh, Zoom call? Well, I don't need to go in. And they were all at home. So there were like 4 people here to eat 10 pizzas.
And let me tell you something. We did a damn good job.
We put a dent in it.
We did a damn good job.
I mean, Teddy has not had a shirt on since at least 1:30 p.m.
How many pieces of pizza did you have, Teddy?
I had 6.
6. And let me tell you something. Ted is the ultimate in terms of, if it says 12 serving sizes on a bag of chips, he gets 12 servings out of that.
Right.
It's going to take him 12 days to eat that bag of chips.
Yeah.
So for you to have 6 pieces of pizza, that's an achievement. How you feeling?
I feel very full, and I usually don't eat that much for lunch to begin with. Usually in the evening is when I eat a bigger meal, but I had quite a bit of pizza there for lunch, and I am stuffed.
Yeah, see, Teddy, that's what I did, because I brought, like, a lunch that would be a reasonable-sized lunch, and then I said, well, you know what? Screw it. I'm putting the reasonable-sized meal at dinner now, and I'm just going to eat all this pizza.
Well, but that's a smart thing to do. I had the lunch. And then ate all the pizza.
No, but I will tell you, if I had had my lunch and then pizza was here, I don't know if I would have eaten as much as I did. I would have had some pizza. I don't know if I would have eaten 9 slices or 6 slices or 11 slices. I would have had maybe 1 or 2, but I definitely would not have been able to resist the pizza is what I'm saying. So I get, but then once you're in and you start eating the pizza, you're like, this is really damn good. Mm. Let me try another piece of some other kind. They didn't just bring, by the way, like pepperoni and cheese. And then that's it for all of them. They brought, like, every box was a different cornucopia of joy. Just jumping out of the box, all kinds of different ideas there in pizza land. And how are we not going to sample at least a few different varieties of this pizza?
If I put this microphone down by my bowels right now, you would audibly hear it. You would audibly hear. I mean, there are noises going on.
It's gurgling?
I'm picking it up in my headphones.
Are you gurgling?
You know that feeling you have where you sit down on the pot,
yeah,
and you just say to yourself, "Uh-oh," because you know you're going to have to birth something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to be a thing. Like, you got to get your feet elevated. You need a squatty potty. You need someone to help you with Lamaze breathing. It's going to be that type of pain.
That's what you're feeling right now. The precursors.
Yes,
to it.
I know what's going to happen when I sit on the potty.
Mm. That's a bad sign.
And I'm sorry I just used the word potty. But I do have a 5-year-old at home, and that's what we call it.
That's how we talk about it at our house. We have a 2.5-year-old. I get it. Right. All right. Well, you know what?
Teddy, I hate to do this to you, buddy, because it's not your job description, but you may have to come over here and fan me during the show. Just Get a piece of paper and fan me.
Will it get to a point where a resolution could occur during the show?
No. This is going to probably
be
tonight. I'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and birth a child.
Well,
it's not
I didn't
ready.
Know if maybe. Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, it takes a while for whatever you ate just this afternoon to work its way through.
I think it's breech. It's breech too. It's going to be a hard birth. They may have to get the vacuum out. Maybe a C-section.
Have you thought of a name yet, or are you just going to wait to see what surprise God has for you there? Okay, good. Good for you.
God. All right, we'll talk about things that aren't this coming up next.
Could you imagine being pregnant? I just want to say that
no,
as a man.
I cannot.
I have no concept of how women do this for 9 months.
This is my equivalency of pregnancy.
You have a pizza baby in your gut, and it is ruining your life.
And the lunch I had before had spicy salsa, too. It was spicy.
Yeah, so you've got some spices in the pizza, not hot spices, but spices nonetheless, dancing around with other spices from a whole nother type of cuisine. It's all mixed
in. And
I
know what's going to happen too, man. It's going to be like a 2-hour birth, and I'm going to just rip a hemi. Like, I'm going to have a hemorrhoid problem then for 2 weeks because of this crap that I'm going to take later.
I've never heard the term rip a hemi.
Rip a hemi.
You got a hemi in that thing? Oh, hell yeah, brother.
I got one.
Hell yeah, brother.
Rip a hemi.